Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Today, we have with us Cody Nelson from Prairie Creek Seeds. Many of our listeners have heard Cody's ads on the radio. Over the years in agriculture, it seems new technology comes forth and gets in the news a lot. Cover crops seem to be the hot topic of today, which when you think about it, really is an old technology being revisited. Good afternoon, Cody.
Good afternoon.
Say, can you just give us a little background about your business? When did Prairie Creek Seeds get started?
Prairie Creek Seed is a family-owned company that started about 8 years ago. It's based out of eastern Iowa, and we are focused on farmer first and educating the farmer in new technologies. And we carry a full line of cover crops, forages, and corn.
All right. Well, I know you're a full-service dealer, and I visited with you in the past about this cover crop subject, and the one thing that I like is it seems like you have questions for the producer before you sell them a product. You really want to have it fit what they're looking for. And let's just talk about the right cover crop for the next cash crop.
Okay, yeah. To touch on what you mentioned, the most important thing when developing a cover crop blend is trying to identify what the resource concern is. And that is the first question that I always ask, and what is the next cash crop? We can develop cover crops. We have mixes that are specifically designed for going into corn or going into soybeans or so on and so forth. So we can actually help increase yields and do it a lot faster than what was once talked about. We used to think we needed a 4-year return on our investment. Well, now we know we can get it much quicker than that.
Okay. Well, when I think of cover crops, the things that would come to my mind, and I have used cover crops myself, and the area of concern for me has been the compaction issue along with wind erosion, but in particular compaction in our heavy soils. And not only can you help the compaction issue, but you also alluded to the fact in our area how many people are seeing the benefits of tile. And yet, can you just talk on those two subjects a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I really look at water infiltration as being a key component when we look at soil health. Water infiltration is measuring the amount of rainfall that goes into the soil in a particular area at for a particular time. And if we always talk about the drowned out spots and how we can fix the low-lying areas, but really if we have good water infiltration, we can capture that moisture at the top of the hills on our higher ground where we really need it and prevent it from running down into the low spots. So not only can we help in the low spots, but by capturing it up high, we can help hold that water where it needs to be. On the compaction part of it, you really got to think we're growing roots at a time when we normally wouldn't be growing anything. And on top of that, we're also doing it in a time when typically we have a little more moisture, so it's easier to break through some of those hard pans. If you think about, especially in the near future and just in the past, we've had some irregular wet falls and somewhat wet springs, where if we have roots going down, loosening that compaction zone, we can actually break that up, and roots can go a lot deeper than any piece of iron can go.
Okay, well, that all makes good sense, Cody. And where this is, the Beef News and Notes program, I let's just focus a little bit on the added value for a cow-calf operation. Can you just expand on that a little?
Absolutely. So that's actually how I got started using cover crops. I started using them about 8 years ago myself, and we were just trying to extend the grazing season. We've seen tremendous results. Especially in a cow-calf operation, we were able to put added weight on cows going into the winter, and that's priceless for any cow-calf producer. They understand the value of that added weight gain, how much easier any winter is going to be if the cows go into winter with good shape. Our cost per gain was very low. We've actually been experimenting with weaning calves on cover crops now. That's been working very, very well. Gives them a very low-stress environment. If you think of how we normally do things today, we typically throw that calf's world upside down when we bring it from a pasture setting into a dry lot. And this is kind of just slowing that process. And we take it off of mama and we just go. And I know some people are fence line weaning and going to cover crops that way. and just getting things rolling, and we've seen very good gains and just a lot less calves to treat and a lot less pulls in those groups. So that's been working very well.
Well, good. And, you know, you're hitting on something that's near and dear to me as far as when I talk to different producers and they have another generation coming up behind them and they're trying to expand the operation. And it seems like a lot of people like to get into the cattle industry and yet they're reluctant to do so. Part of having a cow-calf operation, it seems your crop is once a year, so you get that check once a year. And I think what we've seen over the last, you know, several decades is the fact that the people in the western United States can winter cattle cheaper than we can, or and then you take the southern, that's definitely the case. But with this new technology, we really can compete, and there's good reason for people to look at having a cow-calf herd in their mix, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I've often went back and said this is finally the cow-calf producer. The cow-calf producer is on fair advantage over the crop producer because they actually have the ability to tie both entities together. And by using the cover crops, they can benefit their cash crop, but they can also become more profitable on the cow side.
All right.
And that's really what our goal is all about, is making these producers more profitable. We're not trying to get them, just sell them another product, but we're trying to bring them something so they can cut back on some of their other input costs.
Well, great, Cody. This is just fun to visit with you about this, and I can tell that you have passion in your voice about what you're doing and trying to help out producers. So is there a good way for them to get a hold of you if they're interested in purchasing some seed?
Absolutely. They can look at our website on www.prairiecreekseed.com. You can find our list of dealers on there. Or feel free to contact me at 507-720-2998.
All right, Cody. Well, thanks once again. And I know you've been involved in the Redwood Area Cattlemen and the State Cattlemen's. And thanks for all you do year-long for helping promote our product beef.
Thank you, Mark.
Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.